This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about how to deal with your issues. You see, we're all dealing with some kind of issues in some way. We all have issues that we've got to deal with in our lives. It may be internal issues, issues within ourselves. Bad attitude. Anybody here got a bad attitude? Maybe not this morning. But when you get ready to get up and go to work in the morning, bad attitude. Or maybe there's a habit in your life that you've been fighting and struggling with and you haven't been able to overcome yet. It's an issue for you. Or maybe it's a relationship that's not working the way it's supposed to work. And in your frame of reference, the issue is the other person has got issues. But because they've got issues, guess what? You've got issues. You see, we're all dealing with some kind of issues in some way. We've been talking about being an overcomer, living the abundant life. Guess what? In order for you to be an overcomer in life, you've got to be able to deal with your issues. What is an issue? An issue is something that can come up in your life that will have a negative impact on your well-being and on your ability to be successful in life. Something in your life that's having a negative impact on your well-being and your ability to be successful in life. That's what an issue is. And so if we are going to be successful in life, we are going to have to learn how to deal with the issues that face us, because if we do not overcome our issues, guess what? Our issues will overcome us. And if we really believe that God means for us to prosper in life, what are we going to do? God, I'm ready to step out in faith. You show me what to do through your word, and I'm going to do it. Well, what does he say do? Number one, he says you need to bring your tithes and offerings into the storehouse, and then he'll pour out a blessing on you that you won't have room enough to receive. Amen. Is that a non-negotiable in your life? Is that a non-negotiable? Or is that one of those things like driving at 55 that you do when it's convenient or when it's not? You see, all of these things become issues if they don't line up with the commitment that we say we have to serving God. Go over to Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Here's the thing that we need to know on this whole area of dealing with the issues that surface in our lives. Matthew chapter 9, starting with verse 20, a very familiar story. And suddenly, a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Catch this. For 12 long years, this woman wanted to be healed. For 12 long years, she cried in the night about her situation. She was full of anguish. She didn't know what to do. She tried everything that she knew how to do. But it was not until she stepped out in faith and took action. Faith-filled action. That something changed in her life. This is a hard truth, but you need to know it. If you've got issues in your life that you are not willing to do anything about, God will allow that issue to remain. If there are issues that you need to deal with and you are unwilling to step out on faith, doing what God tells you to do in His Word about that particular issue, God will leave it there. You will die with that thing still in your life. Go over to Philippians chapter 2. Look at verse 12. Philippians 2, verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Do you see? It says that we have to take the initiative to begin the process of working out our own salvation. What does that mean, work out our own salvation? Deal with the issues that we need to deal with in our lives, that we may walk in godliness. Amen? Work out your own salvation. You say you're saved. You say that Jesus has transformed your life. Then there are things in your life that you need to be doing. Otherwise, they are issues that you need to deal with. And it says, when we take the step of initiative, when we begin to work out our own salvation, then God will be working with us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. But God will not do it for us. So, again, let me ask the question. Are there things in your life right now that you look at those things and you know, man, this is something that's standing in the way of me serving the Lord the way I'm supposed to. This is something that does not line up with doing what a committed child of God would do, living the way a committed child of God would live. It's in my life. It's an issue. And you need to take steps to deal with what that issue is. Let's look at how Abraham dealt with his issue. First thing he did was to know what his non-negotiables were. Here's the second thing. You need to survey your resources and develop a plan of action. Go back to Genesis chapter 14. Look at how Abraham handled this. Genesis 14, verse 14. Now when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his 318 trained servants who were born in his own house and went in pursuit as far as Dan. Abraham, first of all, surveyed his resources. He said, now, there are four kings that have come against us and taken Lot away. And the scripture doesn't tell us how many men they had, but you figure with four kings, they had to have a lot of men. Abraham said, now, let me count up what I got. I got 318 trained men in my own household. I think I can take them. See, the first thing he did was to survey the resources that he had to deal with the issue that he had to face. Here's a key principle that we need to know about that. For any godly issue in your life, you already have available to you all the resources that you need to deal with it. Go over to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 3. 2 Peter 1, starting with verse 3. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What did it say? All things that pertain to life and godliness have already been given to us. There is nothing that you need to deal with the issues in your life that God has not already prepared and provided. All we have to do is take hold of them. Amen? It's there. This past summer, Covenant Community Church started off the year meeting in the Marriott Hotel. And then we got down towards summer, and the Marriott told us we're going to be doing refurbishing in August. In fact, they started in July. And you won't be able to be here some Sundays. And so I think what was from the end of June, in July, and then all of August, we found ourselves, we knew that we would not be able to be in that hotel. And throughout June and July, we were going back and forth, back and forth. Now let me tell you something. For me as pastor, that was an issue. That was an issue. I mean, we had people, we'd be over at the Holiday Inn, people would be going to the Marriott looking for us, and vice versa. And of course, you know, some people just gave up and went home, amen? That was an issue. But we were a church that was not even 2 years old, and we had started looking for buildings and trying to find a place that we could have that would be our permanent location. Do you know how much real estate costs in Harrisburg? Do you know it's expensive? Do you know we couldn't afford any kind of building? I couldn't find a closet that we could afford. Amen? But guess what? We had looked at this building a couple of years ago. Couldn't possibly get into it. And then the nightclub came along. The whole neighborhood, the whole city got up in arms. We got to get that thing out of there. Do whatever it takes to get that thing out of there. And guess what? Through that situation, we were able to get into this building. What am I saying? The resource was there. I didn't see it. I didn't know how we could possibly do it. But God had already lined it up. He already knew exactly what he was going to do. We got into the building, and those of you who were with us in the summer, you'll remember I kept on saying, you know, we got the building coming, but we don't have one chair to put in it. Don't know what we're going to do for chairs. Don't know what we're going to do for all the other furnishings that we need. I mean, we're going to be there at this first Sunday in August, and you're going to have to bring your own chair because we can't afford to buy. You know how much chairs cost? Chairs are expensive. Look at that chair you're sitting on. That's big money. I had made up a list of things that we needed. And I shared it with people just saying, you know, a lot of churches have things that they are not using any longer, just lying around. And if you have any of these things, we can make use of it. We need anything that goes into a church building because we don't have anything because we've been in a hotel. And I shared that list with a number of different pastors. I shared it with one pastor at a church on the West Shore. And he said he was going to check with his janitor to find out if they had anything that we could use. And a couple of weeks went by, and I didn't hear anything. You know, I figured he'd just forgotten about it. You know, it's not a big deal for him. And then one day he calls me up. It was just after I got back from Tennessee. He calls me up and said, you know, Ron, I looked at that list that you gave us, and I just thought, you know, why go piecemeal like that? Wouldn't it be better just to give you a grant of money so you can go out and get your own stuff? You know what they did? Their Mission Development Council wrote us a check for $5,000. I didn't even ask them. I did not ask them for that. But it was stuff that we couldn't have done. A lot of the things that you see, you may have seen we've got a refrigerator back there. Couldn't have done it without that. You see the signs that we have up? Signs are expensive. Couldn't have done it without that. You see the grass out there? It's cut and there's no weeds out there. Couldn't have done it without that. All kinds of things that are happening here right now. I didn't know where that was going to come from. All I know was God said, take the next step. The way to deal with the issue that you have of being in a hotel is take the next step, go get that building, and I will fill it. I didn't know how it was going to happen. We've been scrambling this past week to put this mailing together. And the reason we're scrambling is I didn't know that we were going to be able to do this mailing. I didn't think we would be able to. Do you know how much it costs to send out 6,000 and more pieces of mail? I went to the post office yesterday, wrote them a check for $1,313. Now, you know why I was able to do that? Somebody else gave us a gift of $1,600 to do this mailing. I didn't ask for that. Guess what? God has the resources for whatever it is you need to do to deal with the issue in your life. You won't see it until it's time for you to see it. But if you hang back and say, I can't do that because I don't have enough, then you'll never see the provision that God gave us. Let me tell you something. If we were still in the hotel crying about we need a building but we can't afford one, we never would have gotten that gift from that church. Amen? We'd still be there saying, God, why didn't you provide? And God is saying, if you just take the first step, I'll take you to the next step. Whatever the issue is that you face in life, you already have available to you every resource that you need to deal with that issue. Go over to Exodus chapter 4. Exodus chapter 4. Genesis, Exodus. Now see, the problem that we have is a lot of time, the resource is there, but we don't see it. Let me show you what God can do. Let me show you how God can work. Exodus chapter 4, starting with verse 2. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. Now catch this. Here is Moses standing before God. He reaches down, he picks up a stick. This is his walking stick. It's just a stick. That's all it is, just a stick. And then God gives him some instruction. God says, Moses, take this stick and throw it to the ground. And the moment he took that stick, threw it to the ground, God transformed it into a serpent. Now, what I want you to see is this. There is stuff in your life right now that you think is just a stick. I mean, you don't see any real usefulness to it. You don't see how it can really help you. I don't know what it is. It may be something in your garage. I say that because I got a lot of stuff in my garage. It may be some person that you know. Somebody that met you years ago, and suddenly they remember you. Suddenly God puts it on their heart to do something for you. God gives you favor with them. You don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But there is something in your life that as long as you're holding on to it, it's just a stick. But the moment you do what God told you to do, the moment you're willing to step out on faith and take that first step, all he said to Moses was, just throw the stick down. And what? God changed it. As long as it was in Moses' hand, it was nothing but a stick. He never could have made it anything but a stick. But when he obeyed God and did what God told him to do, God transformed it into something else. Whatever's going on in your life right now, you take that step of obedience to God. Say, God, I'm going to do what you told me to do. I don't care if it's something I don't really want to do. I don't care if it's uncomfortable for me, brings me out of my comfort zone. I don't care what it is, God. I'm going to take the first step, do what you told me to do. I'm going to go to that person that I have an offense with that has an offense with me, and I'm going to ask their forgiveness, and I'm going to see if we can't be reconciled. Oh, God, I don't really want to do that because I know they don't like me, and I think they'll just reject me and turn their back on me. But, Lord, that's what you told me to do. So I'm going to take the first step and do what you told me to do. And when we're willing to take that first step, God can transform it. You see, that's how we deal. That's how we deal with the issues in our lives. Understand this. You cannot deal with your issues by yourself. Do you know that? You can't deal with your issues by yourself. Let's just take an example here. How many of you are on a diet right now? Okay, a couple of us. All right. How many of you have ever been on a diet? All right, amen. How many of you have ever been on a diet and you're not on right now because you gave up? Amen. Now, what happened? You found out you couldn't deal with that situation by yourself. Isn't that right? Didn't you try hard? You tried hard. And yet, over a period of time, you find yourself falling back into the same thing over and over again. Here's the deal. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. God will supply every resource we need to deal with the issues that we face in life. But you know what the most important resources are? They're not the physical things. They're not money. They're not houses or cars or anything like that. You know what the most important resources are? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. What are they? They're spiritual weapons. The resources that we really need are not the material resources. You see, because when we have the spiritual resources in place, then God will supply the material resources that we need to get the job done. What are those supernatural spiritual resources that we need to deal with the issues of our lives? Go over to James chapter 5. Let's look at verse 13. James 5:13, talking about the resources that we need to know that we can successfully deal with any issue that we need to deal with in life. James 5:13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. What does that come down to? Prayer and praise. Amen? You want to talk about spiritual resources that will open up all of the material resources that you need? You start off with prayer and move on to praise, and God will bring into your life anything that you need. Go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Look at this. Look at how it works. Look at how it operates. Prayer and praise, the supernatural resources that open up all the rest of the resources that we need. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, starting with verse 20. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army and were saying, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Now, when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Do you catch the situation? The people of Judah were being attacked by all of these other countries. And King Jehoshaphat went before the Lord, bowed his knee before the Lord, and the Lord said, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out in the morning to face that huge army that you know you can't handle. You do not have the resources to handle that army. But here's what I want you to do. Instead of going out there and putting your tanks and your fighter planes in front, I want you to go out and put the praise team in front. Go out and put the choir in front. Let them sing praises to the Lord." Did you see it? And when the praisers led the way, when they went out singing praise unto God to the beauty of his holiness, then God dealt with the issue. God caused all of those armies to turn against one another and fight one another. Jehoshaphat couldn't have done that himself. Why? When we take the step of obedience to God and lead out in prayer and in praise, that opens up heaven for God to reach down and give us whatever resource we need to deal with the issue that we have to face. Go over to Romans chapter 12. Look at verse 21. Here's the bottom line that we need to know about this whole issue of dealing with issues in our lives. Whatever the issue is, doesn't matter whether it's something in yourself because you are messed up. How many of you know that your mind is messed up without Christ? Anybody know that? Amen. Amen. Whether it's because you are messed up or whether it's because there's somebody else in your life that is messed up or whether it's because things just seem not to be going your way, Romans 12:21, look at this. Do not be overcome by evil. But how do you overcome evil? With good. Amen? Not with power, not with might, but what? With good. When you take hold of the spiritual weapons that you have, when you take hold of prayer, when you take hold of faith, when you take hold of repentance, when you take hold of forgiveness, God says these are the weapons that I will use to turn your situation around and to deal with whatever issues you are facing in life. If it's a financial issue and you step out in faith, God can supply the finances. If it's a relationship issue and you step out in faith and be willing to forgive and be willing to bless the one who is cursing you, God says, I can change that situation around. Whatever the circumstance is, if we will face it with the spiritual weapons of our warfare, rather than the weapons that the world has taught us to use, yea, these many years, God says, I'll deal with the issues of your life. I'll deal with whatever it is you have to face. What's your issue today? What are the issues in your life right now that you're having to deal with? And you know, the Lord has been speaking to you, I need to deal with this. I don't need to let it go any longer. I need to begin to step out and find out what my resources are. What are my spiritual resources? I need to search the scriptures and find out what God can use to turn this situation around. Step number one, if you'll come before the Lord and say, Lord, I am committed to dealing with this issue in my life, help me, God will take you to step number two. Amen? But you've got to take step number one. You've got to be committed and willing to deal with it, whatever it is. Bad relationship, bad situation at work, money problems, whatever it is, if you come before God and say, God, I'm willing. You show me the next step to take. I will do whatever it is that your word indicates I need to do, and God will supply every resource you need to deal with the issues that you face in life.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.